Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. We recently attended the annual NAB show in Las Vegas, April 15th through the 19th, and over that five-day period, the convention brought together over 65,000 of our closest friends, and it featured keynotes and targeted sessions focused on topics to help future-proof your career. We had the opportunity to sit down and talk with many broadcast executives and thought leaders about their focus and plans for the year. Again, big thanks to ENCO and Benstown for allowing us to record Radio on Main Street live in their exhibit booth every day of the convention. As you've been hearing over the next several weeks, you will have the opportunity to listen in on some of the conversations. And in this sixth episode of the series, we hear the conversation that I had with Carla Lively, General Manager of Zimmer Radio and Marketing Group. With 14 radio stations, a lifestyle magazine, and an in-house advertising agency, Carla truly has her finger on the pulse.
First of all, Carla, welcome. We're so glad to have you on Radio on Main Street.
And, Thank you.
We did a session today, which was really fun.
Yep.
There's so much going on at the NAB. So when you were planning to come here, what were you most excited about? What are you looking to accomplish here?
You know, I think the number one thing that I love about this is just getting together with other broadcasters. And, you know, and we do that in the sessions too, you know, but just hearing what they've got going on in their world.
The networking.
Yeah, the networking part of it. And you know, and when you sit in a lot of the sessions too, that to me is a lot of networking because they're having conversations. That's why I love the panels. And just I like to hear what's going on in their world to see if they're struggling with the same things we are, if they're exceeding in the same things, and how can we help each other.
Right. Share a little bit about Zimmer and the way it's structured. And I know you've been a really important part of that company for a while now.
Yeah, I've been with the company for 28 years. There was a two-year hiatus when they sold some of the stations I was at. And so once I got the chance to go back to work for them, I did immediately. But, you know, we're a very, very small company. We've got 14 radio stations now. 6 years ago, we purchased the local magazine company. It's a lifestyle magazine company. And then 4 years ago, we started Fuse 32. It's an in-house advertising agency where we do, it's a buying and creative agency.
Right.
So that's been a big part of us. And then...
And that's separate from digital.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So we have a digital department on the radio end, but the agency also does digital for advertisers throughout the state, throughout everywhere. And then in the middle of the pandemic, July of 2020, we decided to buy radio stations in Springfield, Missouri.
Good timing.
It was great. You know, it was great. It was kind of my social life, so it was kind of fun. But, you know, there were people that were available, and, you know, we were able to really, like, work on the business and get in it and, you know, kind of get it going up from ground. Mm-hmm.
You know, you bring up COVID. It certainly changed so much of what we do, and everyone went home. But you're pretty much all back.
We only stayed home a month.
You did.
We stayed home a month. And, you know, because we didn't know what was going on, and so I think we left like March 26th, whenever the major shutdown happened. We sent all the sellers and everybody home. I still went in quite a bit just because I didn't want to stay at home. But after about a month, we're like, you know what? We're ready to go back to work. And everybody came back 100% of the time.
So you have no hybrid employees?
No, none.
Right.
None.
You know, when I think of you and your team, when we used to have a radio show, you guys were always so supportive. And I remember, and I was always so taken, that you guys every day would have...
Matching shirts.
And I thought that was so cool. But to me, it said so much to me about the culture of your company.
Yes, we focus on culture a lot. Culture is my number one job. Because, you know, to me, culture trumps strategy all day long. And if you don't, you know, my number one customer is our employees, our associates. So it is so important to make sure that you take care of them. Then in return, they'll take care of your listeners and your clients, and it all falls into place.
Well, what are some of the things that you do?
Oh,
because
gosh.
I know they're so endeared to you and you know, management and the organization.
Yeah, gosh, we do so much. I mean, you know, we try to do like team building activities where everybody gets together. I mean, we've done scavenger hunts. I can't even think of everything that we've done. Everybody gets a birthday card every single, you know, every year. We celebrate anniversaries. We have potlucks once a month. Every time someone gets engaged or has a baby, there's a big baby shower and everybody participates.
That's great.
If I could think off right now, like there's so many things we do, but we have a culture team of about 6 people, and they get together once a month and they come up with ideas. You know, for Easter, we had an Easter egg hunt. We put money and all different kind of little things.
So it's a group of individuals from Zimmer,
yep,
who work in different departments?
Yep, yep.
And how do you determine who's on that committee?
You know, I try to get from the different departments, different personalities. You know, we do a lot of colors training based on personalities, and
right,
that has helped the culture a lot, you know, and how you communicate with each other. So I usually try to get a good mix of those people together. And then they meet and they come up with the different things, you know. They've helped improve our onboarding, you know, welcoming people in to the organization, you know, welcome lunches when someone starts. We make sure we have a welcome lunch. We make sure their desk is ready and they have fun things on their desk and ready to go.
So you guys don't just walk the walk. I mean, you talk the talk, and
yeah,
it is deeply ingrained in the organization.
It is deeply ingrained in the organization. Like I said, I'm probably the biggest culture care. You know, that's my number one job,
right,
is our culture. Because that is how you're going to attract and retain good people.
We hear a lot about recruitment, and not just in our own industry, but other industries, and especially in sales. It's a common theme we hear all across the country. How is recruitment going within your company, and are there some things that you are doing successfully that we could all learn from?
You know, probably the best investment I think that I've made probably one of the best investments I've made is hiring a full-time recruitment director. Probably about 6 years ago, you know, it was one of those things where I love to interview people.
Right.
But the paperwork, getting up to it, reviewing the applications, doing everything, and it's so different now with LinkedIn and, you know, all the different all the different sources and stuff that you had. And I found out I was spending time on things that I didn't enjoy. And the same for the director of sales. So, you know, I was kind of researching some recruitment companies. And finally, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to hire one. And
a lot of people, I'm going to interrupt here. A lot of people will say, well, we can't afford to do that.
You can't afford not to do it.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, it has saved me so much time. You know, and then Jonathan pre-qualifies everybody as far as he does the reach outs and he talks to them about culture to see if they're going to be a good culture fit.
Right.
You know, he does all the pre-work. He does all the assessments. He does everything for us. So when they get to us, it's fun because we just sit down to have a conversation and then all the qualified people are there.
Wow.
We've even helped some clients with it. We're talking about making that, you know, an avenue that we sell
and
to
offer
our
your clients
and help our clients.
What a great idea. How long has this position been in effect?
It's been about 6 years now.
Wow.
And Jonathan, our current recruitment director, has been here 4 years, and it's awesome because every time somebody starts, the first thing they want to do is meet Jonathan.
That's
because he's in our Columbia location, so if he's in Jeff City or if the hire's in Jeff City or Springfield, they don't get to necessarily see him. But when they do go to the market, we make sure that, and he's part of our culture team too, so it really helps with onboarding from that.
So how's business this year?
It's good. You know, business was great last year. Radio grew 13% last year, which was phenomenal.
It's not growing
that much this year, but I think radio will be flat or a little bit above. We've been blessed, you know, with the agency and, you know, bringing in a lot of business, Steve's Pest Control that I talked about, you know.
This was on a session that we did earlier here at the NAB.
Sorry, I forget.
No, that's all right.
And
I wish everyone listening could have been with us today.
You know, the agency side is doing good. We did have a few hiccups with some clients, things that were beyond our control, but through new business initiatives that we've been doing has really, really helped us offset that. You know, I was a little bit nervous going into first quarter because it was a little bit of a struggle, and I thought, oh, no, it's not looking that great. But right. It's like, let's just buckle down to the basics and do what we do best and, you know, just manage our demand drivers, manage our time, manage our activities, doing the right activities, and I think it's going to be a good year.
Love to hear that. Because, you know, a lot of people, it's been spotty, depending on what part of the country you're in.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people where it is spotty. But I think in my mind, I never let myself think it's spotty. I always think it's good, no matter what. Because whatever you think is what's going to happen. If you think you're going to have a bad year, you're going to have a bad year.
Attitude is so important.
Attitude is everything. And that's even in the hiring process. I don't necessarily look for experience. Hire for attitude, train for skills.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to train for attitude.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't change someone's attitude. You just can't do it.
So, you know, at the REB, we spend a lot of time on category development and that's been a reflection that we've heard from members, the importance of that. Are there any specific categories that you're seeing growth in that might have been a surprise you expected? And then conversely, are there any categories that you were expecting to grow and they're not growing?
You know, the service industry is huge for us, huge. You know, I think we talked about that in the session that we did earlier today, too, is I think service industry is really, really good for radio. And I love it for radio because most of them are doing branding, which means a 52-week campaign, they're going to see better results. They're going to see better results over time. You know, I haven't really seen anything that's gone or that I thought would do better. I'm a little bit shocked automotive hasn't bounced back better than, you know, I thought it would have bounced back a little bit better than it did. But that's probably the one but we've been pretty consistent with our categories.
And you've obviously, with automotive not being what it once was, you've been able to make it up in other categories.
Yeah, and it's mainly been in the service industry. I mean, it's been health, it's been heating and air, it's been pest control, it's been... God, I'm trying to think of some of them off the top of towing, you know.
Well, and it's interesting you bring that up because we've been talking about the importance of great case studies because it doesn't matter the category. The advertiser will say, well, who else is doing it? How is it working for them? And boy, in the service category, you'll know pretty quickly if it's working or not.
Yep. And that's why we do a lot of the case studies that we do, and we really try to mix up the industries and stuff that we do and share those with the clients. And it's like, look, if you do it right and you have the right message, it's going to work.
Yeah.
As long as you have a good marketing bridge. I can bring all the business in the world to you, but if you don't have a good marketing bridge, we can't help.
So are there any special initiatives or focus that you have, sort of a long range, if you will, to help grow your business that you can share with us?
The agency. You know, we are really, really focusing on the agency because what we found, you know, a few years ago.
And this is your agency.
Yes, this is Fuse 32, our agency within Zimmer Communications. And I think we had so many clients that were frustrated because they had so many people coming from them at every angle and the message development. And making it consistent amongst all properties. And I think we realized how good our creative department was, the amount of experience we had in the building from buying media and all different kind of media. And we just had a couple advertisers that are like, can you help us with this? And we're like, absolutely.
And there are full-time people that only focus at the agency?
We've got both. We've got some that focus only in the agency, and then we've got some that kind of cross-promote. But eventually, some of those people will go over to the agency full-time.
Wow. So how many full-time people do you have there?
Between the three markets, about 125, 100.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe in investing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was that large. Mm-hmm. And it's diverse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
great.
We're
still very live and local. All of our stations, you know, we have hardly any syndication whatsoever. It's all local talent. I believe in live and local all day long, and I will forever.
So what's the future for Zimmer? You know, we've lost some good broadcasters who have sold. There are some who are just holding. But do you consider yourself a growth company?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what's next? You know, good is never good enough. And how do we continue to grow? How do we make, you know, things better for our associates? Yep. You know, we want our associates to grow. So in order for our associates to grow, the company needs to grow. So we're constantly looking at different areas and opportunities for growth.
And what do you do personally to stay on top of everything? Because it's just moving so quickly. There's so many things going on around us. You know, how do you get your arms around it?
Read.
Anything you can share with us that, you know, that has really stood out for you? You talk about reading, but...
John Gordon. You know, the power of positive team, the power of positive leadership, the energy bus. We do a lot of book of the month with our associates, and we read a lot of books throughout the company because I believe in personal development for all of our associates, because right. The better they get, the better the company gets. And I think that's probably where, you know, we're always reading something or exploring how do we make things better. It's one of our core values is continual improvement, and we're always good is never good enough. How do we get better?
So how much do you actually sleep?
You know what? I sleep 8 hours a night.
Good for you.
You know, the beauty of it, we have such a great team that I really don't have any worries. I love it. You know, when we purchased Springfield, I mean, I spent probably 60, 70% of my time, you know, going over there. And we have a great staff that can pretty much take care of everything. I don't really do that much. I just
Somehow
meet with our
I don't
associates.
Believe that.
I just meet with our
Somehow
associates.
Somehow I don't believe that. So what is the one trend or change that you see on the horizon? You know, you keep up with things that you're most focused on right now.
I don't know that there is just one change that I'm just focused on. I mean, to me, it is how do we grow? Yeah. You know, and I think that's continually looking for new opportunities.
Well, and it sounds like, which is the strength of a great manager, that you actually have some time to focus on that. And because so many people are doing so much.
Yeah.
That they don't have any time to just sit back and think to plan.
And we try to take time to do that. Every other week we have a leadership meeting where there's about, you know, we do one every other week more focused on sales, where there's, you know, about 12 of us that get together, because in our company everybody's a leader. So I usually just bring some people that have been there for a while, and I try to integrate new people in that too. But we all get together, and that's what those meetings are for. They're not just really business. They're like, okay, how do we improve? How do we make things better? Then we do once a quarter with the leadership team from all the different departments, and we get together, and we talk about things, you know, what's not going well? What needs to be improved? What do we need to do different? What are some things that are going well? You know, who do we need to recognize? What are those recognitions? And then once a year, we try to get together and do retreats. Like this year, the sales leadership group, we did a weekend away in Telluride, and as all we did was we came up with our word for the year, which is innovate. So we have innovate t-shirts. We all wear innovate t-shirts. They can wear t-shirts on Friday as long as they wear their innovate t-shirt. So, but yeah.
But it sounds like you have buy-in from the whole team.
You know, and I think that's the culture that we've built. And yeah, we do. We do. Everybody's invested in it. And, you know, we have so many great minds. Get those people involved.
Right.
You know, I love it when I go to a meeting and I don't do any of the talking. Or when I just ask questions and then they run with it.
Right. So I'm just going to ask you to finish this sentence. Because, as you know, this is part of the way we help position radio within our business and the industry. Radio matters because...
It's vital. it's vital. It, you know, we save lives. We protect people. You know, we make business owners' dreams come true. We send their kids to college. We buy their vacation homes. You know, we do everything. It's just vital. It's safety. It's entertainment. It's lifestyle. It's just, it's one of the best industries out there, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
Thank goodness for you. I don't want you to do anything else. And the last one is, radio works because?
Because it does. It just does. If you do it right. Now, radio cannot work if you don't do it right.
Right.
You know, radio is frequency and consistency, or if you're driving traffic and you have the right message. But, you know, and I use this all the time. We were able to raise $260,000 in 2 days for Children's Miracle Network in a market of 125,000 people.
It's unbelievable.
You know, so radio is just so viable and so important in everything that it does. And we just, as an industry, have to believe that and have to have the passion and fight for it.
And we have to keep reminding ourselves of that, because I think, you know, sometimes we're our own worst enemy.
Absolutely.
And that is tremendous power and amazing success.
Yep.
Well, it is wonderful to sit down and spend a little time with you. I know how busy this trip is for you. And
oh, that's
okay.
I enjoy this type of stuff.
Well, thank you so much for
being part
of Radio on Main Street.
And thank you for everything you do for the RAB. It is such a good source for sellers and everybody out there. I mean, it's just such a good source to have that research, that training, you know, especially for the smaller markets where they don't, you know, sometimes have the budgets to do extra things. But thank you guys for everything you do for radio.
As we just heard, Carla feels strongly that her number one job is the culture of the organization. She reminds us the importance of taking care of our employees and teammates. And if we take care of them, everything else falls in place. She hires for attitude and trains for skills.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.